This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, it seems like coroner reports take a long time now. Boy, they seem to take a long time. I mean, I remember when we had, you know, studied autopsies and performed some in training, you know, you had to do it fairly quickly, you know, when somebody had died, and you had to immediately start looking at the organs. You wanted to definitely run the tests, and then you wanted to make a report. People wanted to know. Well, apparently, here we are, finally getting Carrie Fisher's autopsy report. I mean, here we are, 6-7 months later. Carrie Fisher, the beloved actress from Star Wars, I didn't realize she was also in the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers was on the other day, and she was the one that kept trying to, I guess, shoot the Blues Brothers, kept trying to kill them. You know, blowing up their apartment and stuff. Yeah. And they say that Carrie Fisher had cocaine, methadone, heroin, and ecstasy in her system when she died in December. This is according to an autopsy report released today by The Variety. The coroner's report listed sleep apnea as a primary cause of death, with drug intake as a contributing factor. The report stated that Fisher's family objected to a full autopsy, and coroner's investigators had access to limited toxicology specimens. The conclusions were based on toxicology results and an external examination of Fisher's body. Now, Carrie Fisher had died December 27th, 4 days after going into cardiac arrest on an airplane arriving at LAX from London. The report says that Fisher's assistant was on the plane with her. The assistant reported that she was awake and normal at the beginning of the flight, but had multiple apneic episodes, which, quote-unquote, was her baseline during the flight. At the end of the flight, she could not be awoken. They say, based on the available toxicology information, we cannot establish the significance of the multiple substances that were detected in her blood and tissue with regard to the cause of death. So, how they do this is they can't say it was methadone or cocaine or anything like that. They can't say that. What they could say, though, is if there were contributing factors and what actually caused her cardiac arrest. Because they couldn't do a full autopsy and they had that limited data, they blamed the sleep apnea because she stopped breathing in her sleep, and contributing factors could have been those four chemicals, ecstasy, heroin, methadone, cocaine. They say, according to the report, Fisher may have ingested the cocaine as early as 3 days before the flight. According to the uncertainty about the cause of death, the report also notes a likely exposure to heroin, which could have suppressed her breathing as she went into cardiac arrest. In addition to the illegal drugs, they said that Fisher was also taking Prozac, Abilify, and Lamictal under prescription. She was also taking oxycodone without a prescription. The report also notes that Fisher had a history of bipolar and a long history of drug abuse. You know, this is this is sad. You know, when you look at, and again, she was America's favorite. Okay, it doesn't matter when you started to get into Star Wars. If you remember the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s, Princess Leia was a hero. Leia, okay, Princess Leia. She was a hero. It was very still new, even back then, for there to be a female heroine that even the guys liked. And I remember the 70s, we had Shazam and Isis. Nobody really cared about Isis, but they thought Shazam was cool. Then Wonder Woman kind of was a hit in the 70s and 80s. You know, people liked Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, so anyway, Wonder Woman, but the guys liked Wonder Woman because they thought she was hot. You know, Wonder Woman had to wear a very skimpy outfit. She was very busty, and she had a whip and would tie people up. So, did guys really like her because she was a superhero and represented something that could really, you know, that they could connect to, or was it because she was eye candy? So here comes Princess Leia, who's fully clothed in robes and petite and not a very athletic looking individual, that became a favorite. Now, I know some of the guys are like, nah, we liked her because of the Return of the Jedi bikini scene. No, you guys liked Princess Leia. You thought it was really cool. You know, because, you know, she was like the id to, you know, Harrison Ford's, I forget the word I'm looking for, but you know, so, Han Solo's character. And so she did well, and for those of us that really, enjoy and are into the whole Star Wars storyline, Princess Leia was integral, extremely integral. And so, having that type of a hero, having that type of a heroine in this, no pun here, having that type of a heroine that was in a time when usually the heroes were men, you know, like Flash, she stood out. And she was a sign of strength. Somebody petite like that, that didn't have to rely on a bust and on her body, was able to be a hero in at least two movies before the third movie came out. And so we liked her. We thought she was great in Harry Met Sally. We thought she was a brilliant actress, and she held her own. You know, being the daughter of Debbie Reynolds, you know, that's a tough shadow to, you know, come out of. Debbie Reynolds was an icon, a Hollywood legend. And for Carrie Fisher to be able to, make her own shadow, it's phenomenal. The only problem is that she suffered, and she suffered miserably. Now, we don't know if she was bipolar before she had to lose the weight for these roles, or was it the diet pills that made her bipolar? You know, that's always something that we kind of go back and forth with. But Abilify and Lamictal are medications we use, you know, for mood disorder. And so, it's a shame that, she had to suffer like that. And people who do suffer from bipolar many times have to abuse substances to help them maintain normalcy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So scientists are able to create, this is so cool, a new wound patch that can stick to both wet and dry surfaces, which is a huge problem for us in Band-Aids. We cut ourselves, we go swimming, we take a shower, and the bandage becomes loose. But what doesn't become loose when immersed in water? A suction cup. And what animal is notorious, or fishy, is notorious for being able to use suction cups underwater and have it do what it needs to do? The octopus. You see? This is what scientists do. This is why I think science is so sexy. You know, these are guys and gals sitting there going, you know, Yeah, well, we have a problem underwater. So let's look underwater, and who underwater is not having this problem? This is being reported by Daily Mail. They say the suckers of an octopus have inspired the creation of a new adhesive patch that can stick to wet and dry surfaces. After studying the anatomy of an octopus's tentacle, the scientists made a patch created from flexible sheets of rubber covered in artificial suction cups. The sticky patches, they say, could one day be used to create wound dressings that can easily be taken off and on, and may even inspire a generation of Spider-Man-style robots that can scale walls. Okay, now that I don't want. Look, I don't mind making a bandage, but don't be making Spider-Man, you know, scaling walls. But I got to tell you, these octopi, these suctions are pretty incredible. And how a fish is able to do what a human can't. Yeah, I just think octopi are brilliant in general. You guys remember that story where there was a employee that got fired from a pet store because the fish kept going missing? And the employee said, but I'm not taking the fish. I swear I'm not taking the fish. So the owner put up a camera, you know, to see what's going on, because I think after the employee left, the fish were still going away. And he saw that the octopus climbed out of his tank, right, in air, just regular air on the tables, climbed over to the other fishy tanks, got the fish, ate the fish, climbed back to his tank. And, you know, they have no problem going on dry land for a certain period of time to get their eats. I think there was a crab running around the place, or was it a squirrel? I don't know, there was something. And the octopus just jumped out of the water onto the shore to take the animal and then brought the animal back down. I am so scared of, I am more scared of an octopus than a shark. Sharks usually like to leave us humans alone. But octopus? Oh, heck to the no. So anyway, did you see that? I was sensitive. Did you see I said, oh, heck to the no? Okay, oh, heck no. All right. Well, I don't know if there's any kids listening today. And we're talking about octopi. You know, kids like to talk about octopus. So we got to, like, make sure, you know, we, you know, don't use, you know, any bad words. Even though I'm so scared of the octopus. They say many animals have evolved special methods to stick themselves to wet and dry surfaces. Geckos, according to Daily Mail, make use of microscopic brushes to cling to walls, while barnacles and oysters attach themselves to rocks using sticky glue. Have you ever tried to clean the barnacles off a boat? Oh, it's not fun. They say the octopus is unique because of its ability to use specialized suction cups to quickly stick and unstick itself to surfaces. The flexibility of the octopus's suction cups, which help the animal move gracefully across the seafloor, has inspired scientists to create a new adhesive. Okay, now I know you guys are going, all right, so it's suction cups. You don't understand. Whenever you guys have used suction cups, they get stuck. You have to do some sort of a release of the air pressure to loosen it, and then put it back on and, you know, have it suction again. All right, these animals can do this so fluidly. So what is it about their suction cup that holds tight when it needs to and loosens when it needs to within a millisecond of decision-making time? That is the science that we want to capture. That's very, very cool. Okay? And I'm sold because they're going to use it, you know, for bandages. Okay? If you tell me you're going to use it for something medical, all right, I'll support it. But if you're going to try to make Superman, Spider-Man, you know, robots, nah, then I'm not interested. We don't need that technology. All right, so they say, it is challenging to develop adhesives that are simple to make and also perform well and repeatedly under both wet and dry conditions, while avoiding non-chemical contamination of the adhered surfaces. This is according to scientists from Sung-Hee-Kwan University in South Korea. They say, here we present an artificial, biologically inspired, reversible wet-dry adhesion system that is based on the dome-like protuberances found in the suction cups of octopi. To create the adhesive, the scientists concentrated on recreating a dome-shaped bulge found at the bottom of the octopus's suction patch. They suspected that the bumps that cover these bulges contribute to the cup's sucking ability. Now, I think you have multiple baby suctions a part of the big suction. So that's what I think is going on. And once those loosen, it allows getting that little bit of air underneath. They say they created a patch made of layers of flexible rubber that were covered in micrometer-sized holes that acted as suckers. Inside every hole, they added material that mimicked the bulges found on octopus suction cups. The researchers found that adding bulges to the artificial suckers enhanced their ability to stick to wet surfaces. This is because the suction cups work by using capillary action, the same forces that drag water up through a kitchen towel. So, I don't know if you guys love all these scientific words, but there's an infundibulum, there's an acetabulum, there's some orifices, there's protuberances, etc. And if you look at an octopus suction cup, it is probably one of the most brilliant things in plumbing and in engineering I've ever seen. You know, I was speaking to medical students the other day. Or not medical students, I was speaking to Camp Med, these students that want to go into medicine, they're going into high school. And I said, you know, the reason why people go into medicine or science, it isn't because they like prescription bottles, it isn't because they like lab stools, you know, it isn't because they like writing prescriptions or wearing a white coat. People go into medicine because they really like computers, because they love race car driving, because they love music, because they love video games. Now, you may be like, okay, how the heck does that have anything to do with medicine? Well, I was telling the students, I go, look, you know, okay, and I ask you, okay, who likes computers? We like computers, right? I'm a big fan of my computer. I don't know how it works, but I'm a big fan of it. But what makes a good computer? Well, it has to have speed. It has to be able to have accuracy. It has to have good memory. It has to have a lot of storage. So what is the most amazing computer that you know on this earth? The human brain. How could anybody study computers without taking the years it takes to study the human brain? God made the most amazing computer out there. Nature made it. Whoever you think made it, you know, that's one of the most amazing computers. I love race car driving. I like things going fast. Have you ever seen a red blood cell turn a corner in an arterial? It is so cool. The speed at which the blood goes throughout the body, wow. Super fast. Very cool. Very sexy. Video games. I love video games. One of the best video games out there and the most fascinating is your immune system fighting bad guy antigens that come into the body. And your macrophages and your T cells, lymphocytes have to fight it, have to find them, hunt them down, fight them before they fight back. It's fascinating. Music. What is the most amazing musical instrument on the face of this earth? The human voice. Right? I mean, I'm not the best singer, right? Let it go, let it go. I can't sing, but it's an instrument. And what's amazing is some people can take that instrument and make the most beautiful music possible out of it. That's music. How could you be a musician and not be fascinated with the complexity and the design of the human voice? Politics. Who likes politics out there? The human body is swarming with politics. Remember we talked about your microbes, right, in the colon, how the microbes send signals to the brain? And how this is a theory that's been put out by some scientists. And these microbes decide what they want. And they have to vote on it. What about my brain? You know, I'm hungry right now. But part of my brain's going like, no, not tonight. It's got too big a butt. The other part of the brain's like, well, yeah, but I'm hungry. No, your butt's too big. So we go back and forth with butt too big, too hungry. And then finally somebody wins the vote. You know, in life, some of the most fascinating subjects out there and careers out there really have a base with the human body. And I suggest anybody in those fields study the human body first. 1-877 Doc Deli.
that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a study finds lead in 20% of baby food. An alarming new study from the Environmental Defense Fund found that food is a surprising source of lead contamination, and particularly baby food, which showed higher levels of lead than regular food. Now, usually we think of lead exposure as water pipes, lead paint, but now they're saying this could be probably a huge source, unfortunately, for kids' contamination. The EDF, the Environmental Defense Fund, according to treehugger.com, examined 11 years' worth of data from 2003 to 2013, collected by the Food and Drug Administration's Total Diet Study, which has started in the 1970s to track metals, pesticides, and nutrients in food. Found that 20% of 2,100 baby food samples and 14% of 10,000 regular food samples had detectable lead levels. The worst baby food culprits were grape juice, 89% of the samples had lead, sweet potatoes, 86%, arrowroot cookies, 64%. Researchers were able to determine how frequently contamination occurs, but not at what levels. So apparently, baby food juice is higher than regular juice. Remember, Dr. Oz was looking at arsenic in the juices? EDF also found that more than a million children consume more lead than FDA's limit. They say eliminating lead in food would save society more than $27 billion annually in total lifetime earnings based on IQ. Now, apparently the Tom Neltner, Chemicals Policy Director for EDF, said why baby food is more contaminated than regular food is unclear. Maybe it's because baby food is processed more. So obviously this is a huge concern because lead is unsafe at any level, but you introduce that to a little baby whose neurological system is developing, it can mess with their IQ, their ability to focus, behavioral problems. Now, they say the FDA does allow lead at specific amounts in baby food, about 100 parts per billion for dried fruit and candy, 50 parts per billion for fruit juices, and 5 parts per billion for water. The EDF, however, questions these guidelines and hopes its study will spur that the FDA will tighten its regulations, such as setting a goal of less than 1 parts per billion of lead in baby food. Again, I don't know much about food processing. Maybe you guys know. And if any of you know, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How lead is getting in, my guess is, yeah, these baby foods are processed more. And sometimes the more you do to the food, the worse it could be. It's frustrating when we look at, in the olden days, it was easy. You know, moms breastfed their kids. You know, then they would start eating some of the food that, you know, mom and dad were eating. And then eventually when they didn't want the milk anymore, I don't know how old they would be, 4 years old, whatever. You know, we're talking caveman days. You know, by then they could eat regular food. They could hunt and gather and do their own thing pretty much. Okay, they were pretty wily kids back then. You know, now we're forcing kids to eat sweet potatoes when they're 6 months old. And I understand we're introducing foods and we don't want these kids to choke. So I love the fact that there are baby foods. Trust me, my kids were Gerber babies. I let them, you know, have the carrots and the peas and the meaty chunks and the, you know, I like the pears. I can eat baby food. I loved baby food pears. So I would eat those myself. Pears were just so yummy. And so I understand now we have a safer way to introduce, you know, grown-up food to babies. But I think some people are doing it too early. I think many of them are doing it when the baby's digestive system isn't ready. Don't be feeding baby food before 4 months old. I would even push it more towards 5-6 months. You know, especially these cans, I wouldn't even go there yet, these jars. You know, maybe one of the reasons is because, again, it's a processed type of food. You know, not that your, you know, hamburger from a fast food joint is any less processed. They say EDF chose not to release the names of baby food companies included in the study, instead urging parents to check with their favorite brands to ask whether the company regularly tests its products for lead and ensures that there is less than 1 part per billion of lead in the food and juices they sell. If the goal is to protect children by pressuring the industry to clean up its act, this concern for privacy seems, I guess, at a concern for privacy seems out of place. I do find it odd that this group didn't reveal which baby food choices they used. I was fine with Gerber. My kids did well. And, you know, they do stupid things, but I really don't think it was the lead. I just think, you know, they just do stupid things. That's just, you know, my kids. I do stupid things. But it's interesting and it's a little frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of frightening, they say guns kill nearly 1,300 U.S. children each year. That's crazy. I guess a student had brought a parent's gun to school and was carrying it in his backpack. The bag fell to the floor, and the impact caused the gun to fire, sending a bullet straight into another kid's abdomen, according to Dr. Thomas Weiser, a trauma surgeon at Stanford University Medical Center. Weiser treated the third grader's gunshot while completing a fellowship at Harborview Medical Center back in 2011. When the student arrived at the hospital, awake and alert, with a bullet hole oozing blood just below her heart, she had a jarring expression of confusion in her big brown eyes. Said she kind of had this look in her eyes. It wasn't pain. There was obviously a little fear, but I remember my impression was she had this question, why is this happening? She couldn't really process everything that was happening to her and around her. She survived, but she had a terrible injury. Now, we're being told by this report out of PIX 11 that the study based on data from 2012 to 2014 suggests that on average 5,700 children in the United States are receiving medical treatment every year in an emergency room for a gun-related injury. 21% of those injuries are unintentional, similar to the third grader's case. But only a fifth are unintentional? So you're telling me 80% of these are intentional? From 2012 to 2014, on average, 1,200 children died annually from a gun-related injury. The study also revealed which states in the U.S. saw most of those deaths among children and which children may be most at risk for a gun-related injury. When you start putting numbers like that to real lives, real people every day, they said, who are injured by firearms, it confirms a statistic we already know about. Now, as a medical provider, with everything that's been going on, I'm a big fan of our Second Amendment, okay? And I think we all have a right to defend ourselves. What we can't allow to happen is people being stupid with their firearms. And one thing that I would like to see, you know, because I really don't want us to limit the good guys being able to have something to protect themselves and protect their families with, is I really would like to see these smart guns where they work on recognition of your hand, such that if a child touches the gun, it won't go off. I know that that sort of technology is already in the works. I believe it's already being used, but not to the degree that it needs to. But, kids play with guns. One of the most horrifying stories I heard of is there was, dad's gun in the toy box. And my guess is somebody's cleaning lady must have thought it was a toy gun and threw it in the toy box when she was cleaning stuff up. Well, the kid got a hold of the gun and shot himself and killed himself with it. Kids are curious, and guns are scary, and kids cannot be around the gun. Now, this isn't new to this day and age. Kids used to hurt themselves with, moms and dads' things all the time. There was this kid that I think we talked about years ago that got into mom's and dad's car and decided driving it up the road and then drove it off the mountain. And, kids have been doing things. Kids have been curious. Kids are curious. Right? They'll get into your Studebaker, they'll get into your car, they'll get behind the farm equipment, they'll touch daddy's tools, they're gonna touch the gun. And, seeing this sort of data is so scary. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we still have a lot more to get to here. All right, there is going to be a cheaper EpiPen alternative that has gotten the okay from the FDA, thank heavens, because this monopoly that the previous company has had, Mylan, has been just egregious in terms of these EpiPens costing $600. They say a new alternative of the EpiPen has been recently approved by the FDA. They say the emergency allergy medication, which is epinephrine, that helps prevent full-blown anaphylaxis in a peanut allergy bee sting, etc., has allowed Mylan or Mylan to dominate the market. Now we have, there's a cheaper competitor. They say the FDA approved last week Adamas Pharmaceutical Corporation's product, which is anticipated to be available later this year, called SimJ Epi. Or SimJepi. I would say SimJ Epi. Is a syringe pre-filled with the hormone epinephrine. It allows you to self-administer the shot. So if you do have a life-threatening anaphylaxis allergic reaction where you can't breathe from nuts, eggs, insect stings, etc., you can inject yourself. Now, the San Diego-based Adamas said its product is more convenient to use compared to Mylan's EpiPen, which is an auto-injector that comes with a training device. SimJ Epi, or SimJepi, is smaller and to be carried around. Adamas spokesman Mark Flather said SimJepi is meant to be a low-cost alternative. Of recent, EpiPens are costing anywhere from $630 to $700 without insurance, while the new generic version sells for about $225 to $425. Mylan launched generic EpiPens last December in an effort to avert increasing disapproval from the company. Or from the public. Last summer, the company was slammed for hiking the price of EpiPens. It was ridiculous what we saw what happened. And Mylan pulled up the price of a pair of EpiPens from $94 back in 2007 to $608 last year. And so, according to EMS1, analysts and others have estimated that it costs less than $20 to produce a pair of EpiPens. EpiPen has other contender drugs. Doctors are likely to recommend the EpiPen because of its popularity, and it's been, I mean, I recommended EpiPen because I didn't know of another auto-injector out there, and I've never had a person have an issue with their EpiPen. It was just so expensive. Back in 2004, my copay for an EpiPen was $50. To come $50 out of pocket for an EpiPen was a lot of money back then. And boy, did I not realize how, you know, wow, $600, then that was, and that was with insurance. It was ridiculous. So 3 years ago back, EpiPens count for nearly 90% of both revenue and prescriptions filled in the U.S. for epinephrine injectors and syringes, according to Quintiles IMS. So, you know, there is a monopoly on the EpiPen, and now hopefully we have another alternative. So, you know, all the power to, that's why we need competition. You know, you need competition because otherwise you have somebody that screws you. And it's a shame that they had to be so greedy. You know, we're talking about life saving. And, you know, here's the thing. I understand it's expensive to design a drug. I understand it's expensive to package it. And I also understand that there were a lot of financial restrictions and costs incurred with Obamacare. So I understand that a lot of pharmaceutical prices went up, just not Mylan's EpiPen. All right, that got the most amount of media attention, but everything seemed to go up, except the generics. Okay, because more companies started, and even some of those generics went up. In fact, remember doxycycline was about $200 a prescription? Why didn't that make headlines? You know, I told a patient to take a medication that's been out for decades. It's a generic, and they go, it's $200. I go, $200? Nah. Get the generic. They go, yes, it's the generic. I'm like, what the hell is going on there? So it wasn't just Mylan. There was a lot of issues going on. I think people saw the end of the road coming with the way healthcare was going and with the way, and I'm not blaming Obama for what happened with the EpiPen issue, but it did contribute to this. You want to know what? We're going to live for the day. Screw the future. We're going to make whatever money we can make now. That's what happened with the insurance companies. Really? $12,000 deductibles? Are you kidding me? $1,200 a month premiums? Are you kidding me? They knew they were going to be gone. They knew there was going to be an end to sight. Single payer was going to come into play. Let's get our money and run. Take our money and run. Go to the next town. So that's unfortunately an issue. And it's expensive to make medications. I mean, look how long it's taken for us to make a competitor for this. It's just, boy, do we have more and more people having allergies now these days. Blows my mind. So many people having allergies to nuts, cats, eggs. Huh. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Air in an airplane cabin can, quote, damage your health, according to scientists. Now, I fly a lot. They say a study of more than 200 air crew shows links between fumes and ill health from the air blown into aircraft cabins. Researchers from Stirling University found a clear pattern of acute and chronic symptoms ranging from headaches and dizziness to breathing and vision problems. Dr. Susan McCallis of the university's Occupational and Environmental Health Research Group said this research provides very significant findings relevant to all aircraft workers and passengers globally. There is a clear cause and effect relationship linking health effects to a design feature that allows the aircraft air supply to become contaminated by engine oils and other fluids in normal flight. This is a clear occupational and public health issue with direct flight safety consequences. They say two separate reviews of air crew who had been exposed to reported incidents of fumes were analyzed. In one, 65% reported ill health effects. In the other, which looked at specific oil leak incidences, 75% recorded adverse symptoms to a crew member. So, you know, we look at what happens on airplanes, and we know that pilots and crew are at higher risk for skin cancer because of the radiation. You know, you're how many thousands of feet, 30,000 feet in the air, all right? You're a little bit closer to the sun than you on the ground. And with that, there's higher radiation, and you have less protection from the sun's radiation being 30,000 feet, you know, away from the sun being on the ground. Not that you're 30,000 feet, I'm saying, you know, compared to an airplane. So, you know, I really think we underestimate the type of, health conditions that could happen. But, you know, when you're looking at, and I smell fumes all the time. I'll smell stuff coming into the cabin going, you know, really, you know, didn't they smog the plane? So not very, very fun. So if your flight attendant is ever rude, now you know why. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you're not going to like this. They say shampoo and washing your hair could be toxic. Are you kidding me? They found household chemicals cause birth defects and reduced fertility in mice and may have a similar effect on humans. Now, we've known for years that we have chemicals in our hair, makeup, perfumes that can mess with our endocrine system and could possibly affect fertility. We know that. All right. Well, now they're talking about quaternary ammonium compounds, or quats. And the research raises the possibility of quats, not squats, but quats. Don't you love saying that? Everybody say quat. Quats contributing to human infertility, which has been on the rise in recent decades. Well, also human infertility has been on the rise because we're not getting pregnant when we're 13, 14 anymore. You know, we're waiting until we're married when we're 32. Well, it's harder to get pregnant when you're 32 than when you're 16. Not that we want you to get pregnant. We want people to finish school. But now we want people to go through school, go through college before they get pregnant. But apparently people are having issues. 1 in 8 couples in America are having issues. And maybe it's because of these quads. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.